Chapter 46. Diana listened to her Bach, Beethoven, Beatles, Beastie Boys, and Beyoncé playlist to drown out the engine noise. Jesse asleep next to her, his head resting on her shoulder. Even in sleep, he seemed utterly composed and uncomplicated. She knew better. When you love someone the way she loved him, you learn to see past the fences they hide behind. You come to know their wounds and their lies, especially the ones they tell themselves. Jesse was a terribly complex man, and for the first time since they'd gotten together, she was scared for him. She was scared for the both of them, of course. Although her skills were in forensic accounting, she had worked on cases at the Bureau involving men like Peepers, deadly, invisible, sadistic. Men who enjoyed the very act of victimization and the infliction of pain. It used to irk her when her colleagues would refer to them as animals. Animals killed to survive, to feed their young. They didn't do it for sport. Hunting for the hell of it was a particularly human foible. At the moment, she had a very acute sympathy for prey animals. It hadn't escaped her that she would be nearly as big a prize for Peepers as Jen would be. That having Jesse watch him destroy her, not Jen, might actually be what was going on. Nor did it escape her that the woman Peepers had abducted in Dallas resembled both Jen and herself. But she had accepted that she might be a target from the moment Jesse told her about Peepers' reappearance. Her fears at the moment were separate fears. Fears for the man she loved. He was drinking again, in spite of how diligent he'd been about not slipping up. She had smelled the dark grace notes of defeat on his breath when they'd kissed at the gate. Nothing, not the coffee nor the mouthwash, could camouflage it completely. She had also seen the defeat in him, the disappointment in his eyes and the slightest slouch in his posture. He exuded confidence and competence. Not much about Jesse worried her about his personality, except this, his reflexive withdrawal. It seemed to be his default setting. He wasn't a man to deflect responsibility or to point fingers. He was stoic in defeat. It wasn't the drinking that bothered her, per se. She was used to that. In law enforcement, excessive drinking was part of the deal. She also drank too much. Not everyone did it. Not everyone was a drunk, but there were lots of them. High rates of infidelity, divorce, and a whole host of other ugly perks came with the shield and the gun. The thing that frightened her was how the drinking connected to Jesse's need for a sense of control. And if nothing else, Peepers thrived on showing the world who was really in control. That whole self-contained man aura was great. Right after she noticed Jesse's rugged good looks and athletic build, it was the thing about Jesse that had captured her attention. When you've been searching for something in a man your whole adult life, you recognize it when you see it. She guessed the great sex didn't exactly hurt either. But self-containment, or self-assurance, or self-reliance, whatever you wanted to call it, had its drawbacks. She saw the seatbelt sign pop on, felt the engines cut back, saw the flight attendant marching down the aisle with a plastic garbage bag. Diana pulled out one of her earbuds in time to hear the captain announce that they were making their initial descent into Love Field. When the captain finished his announcement, she put up her tray table, leaned over, and kissed Jesse very gently on the top of his head. "I love you, Jesse Stone," she said, as much to herself as to him. "What was that?" the passing flight attendant asked. Diana smiled, blushing. "Nothing, sorry." When she turned back, Jesse, eyes bleary from sleep, was staring back at her. "You're not bad yourself," he said, and closed his eyes again. "Wake me up when we land." She laughed at herself for thinking he would ever change. She knew he loved her fiercely, but public displays of affection would never be his thing.